music playing from local bands we know on Reverb Radio. It's Pete Jones Radio Show. It's live on air. It's Pete Jones Radio Show.
Now, we have in the studio Bootsy Mahon.
Bootsy. Good evening.
How you doing, dude?
Yeah, really good. It's always nice to be back here, Pete.
It's a joy to have you here.
I know it is.
Good, I'm glad you do. I'm glad one of them. No, both of us know. Don't start. Yeah. You were tricking me. When was the last time, Bootsy, you came in?
Back in May, wasn't it, I think. Weather was very different back then.
Well, you see, that's the thing with May. It's different to February. I've learned this over the years.
Very different.
You can't fool me with your weather references. It's not the same. It may be the same city, not the same weather.
Yeah,
I know.
It's definitely.
It's definitely. Absolute fact. What's been going on since May? And so what were you pushing in May?
What was I pushing in May? I think I was pushing new music that I was doing at the time. I was pushing gigs because I've still got PJs and Shades going.
Yeah.
I'd only been recording with Fergus, who's in the room with us at the moment. Say hello, Fergus.
Hello.
Well, we should introduce. We got Baz and Fergus. Are these part of the Fast Thieves?
Yeah. So these are the Fast Thieves. Baz is more just helping us out at the moment because there's folks that know him will know he's incredibly busy and he's always here, there, and everywhere.
Well, not only here, there, and everywhere, here.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's kind of a super sub. Super sub. Do you think that's the right term to
Baz,
use?
Tell me why you were here and what was going on. When was the last time you were here?
I was here.
It wasn't with me, was it?
No, I was with another man.
What? You said I was the only one.
I tell everyone that.
I can't believe it.
Harder to hit a moving target.
You're telling me? No, I've been terribly promiscuous on the airwaves.
Wow.
I was here with John Keaton.
Never heard of him, but he sounds like a nice chap.
Legend.
And
legend.
Previously, a while back, Karen Kemp.
Karen Kemp. Now, we adore Karen Kemp.
We do indeed.
She is a legend.
I've never been on her show.
As is John Keenan. Let's put it out there.
Let's
John
do that.
Is a legend. He's an absolute master at his craft. And he's a good man to boot.
He is.
So whatever questions he asks, I'll try and avoid them.
Because you were going to ask me about my guitar.
And you weren't going to mention the guitar.
So
let's keep the guitar off premises. But now you mentioned the guitar. Talk us through it.
Well, for radio listeners everywhere.
Yes, obviously. By the way, if you're listening on the webcam, you'll probably notice the guitar right now. If you are listening on the webcam, please tell us where it is, because we have no idea.
Must be a hole in the ceiling somewhere, isn't it?
I wish I'd known there was a camera on before we went on air.
Well, you guys are looking all nervous now. I mean, you know, we had the Chinese rewire this place, and ever since then there's been
Excellent.
All sorts of things being promoted.
I'll have to put those things back afterwards.
There you go. So talk us through the guitar.
Well, the guitar is more like a travel log from my touring,
yes.
And it's got loads of stickers on it. And funnily enough, here I have... Hedwig from Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
I remember, I photographed it. It was a show in the theatre in the 90s.
That's correct.
Yeah, musical.
And with Sarah, who's sadly unable to make it today,
Hello,
bassist
Sarah.
In the Fast Thieves.
Yeah.
We are both Hedwig fans, and she has a Hedwig tattoo. So, what I didn't speak of the other day, because I didn't know it, is...
So this is exclusive, for the John Keenan show.
John didn't get this.
You see, John, this is how you do it. Just listen and weep.
Drill down.
I realised that in my fellow Fast Thief... I have a lover of Hedwig, and we're talking, I don't know how this is going to happen, but we're talking about doing a Hedwig show together, which would be... amazing, because she's amazing. And
correct me if I'm wrong, was that the late 90s?
It was the early 2000s.
Yeah, okay. And I have a feeling, was it for, did it go to Edinburgh as well, or was it just West End? Because I definitely photographed it.
It's been all over the world now.
Okay.
And it's come to Brighton, but I've not seen it live.
Yeah.
But the movie was such a...
Oh, that's right, they did a movie, that's
It's
right.
such a pivotal moment with John Cameron Mitchell. It was that moment where I was... flawed, and it happens every now and then with a film, and I'm not really a musicals kind of guy, but that movie just is absolute perfection.
Hedwig is very moving. It's a very, very moving tale.
And it's very relevant at the moment with all that's going on.
Actually, that's true. Of course it is. Yeah.
With trans rights being trampled on.
And that was 20 years ago.
I wish it wasn't relevant
no,
still.
No, but you're right. Yeah. But that's right. Yeah, of course. Anyway, moving on. Bootsy, please tell us what is going on and what's with the Fast Thieves.
Yeah, so I've got a band together now.
Yes.
So we've got Fergus on guitar when we can get hold of a drummer. Yeah. We're after a drummer, by the way. So out there wants me in a band, come and find... I'll do the plugging all now. Come and find me on Boots McMahon on Instagram or Boots McMahon Music on Facebook. We are after a drummer.
I'm just going to lift this up and punch it.
No, so Fergus is...
Yeah, that's better.
Fergus
that's
is it. Jumping between guitar and drums at the moment.
Okay.
Sarah's on bass.
Yeah.
We've got Chris, who also works with Fergus. He's playing guitar.
Awesome.
And we've got Sarah on the bass. So, yeah, I've got a band together.
Peter. Do you know what you should do? I got an idea. Because Baz and Fergus look, well, quite frankly, bored. shall we get them busy?
And
shall we get them making a sound?
Yes, I think so.
What are you going to play?
Let's do Brown Shoes.
Brown Shoes. Love it. Folks, we've got Bootsy McMahon and the Fast Thieves in the house, minus one. We'll talk about that later. Take it away.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Him on his own. Wonder why he needs a phone. Tell you what's wrong with you. In his humblest point of view. Shopping down the street, looking at his feet, all the kids are singing. Shopping down the street, looking at his feet, all the kids are singing. Here comes old Mr. Brown Shoes. Only one that laughs at his jokes, tries to be one of the blokes. Yesterday, tomorrow, today, only ever be this way. Hole in your sock, stone in your shoe, or tick and no tuck. Hole in your sock, stone in your shoe, or tick and no tuck. Here comes old Mr. Brown Shoes. There goes old Mr. Brown Shoes. The more you scratch the surface, the more you find you don't like. You don't like. The more you scratch the surface, the more you find you don't like. You don't like. Maybe there's a shoe that never puts a smile on anyone's face. Maybe you're the shoe that never puts a smile on anyone's face. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're always on your own. Wonder why you need your phone. When you walk down the street, ever look at your feet. You're a rainy day Sunday, never put a smile on anyone's face. You're a rainy day Sunday, never put a smile on anyone's face. Here comes old Mr. Brown Shoes. There goes old Mr. Brown Shoes. Here comes old Mr. Brown Shoes. There goes old Mr. Brown Shoes. Very much.
Sour. I'm exhausted. That's Bootsy McMahon. That is with the Fast Thieves. And maybe you are the shoe that never put a smile on anyone's face. Maybe that is you. And if it is, well, take a damn good look at yourself. And, you know, well, just think about it, quite frankly. Are you a left or a righty? That's the thing. What crossed your mind when you wrote that line? Was it a left boot or a right one?
Yeah, it was definitely a lefty.
Yes, of course it was. Of course it was. They would never put a smile on anyone's face.
No.
So I do know that track because it's a Bruce Donkey's Mahon track.
Old,
it's a Donkey's Oldie.
It's quite old now.
But my point is, have you been writing new stuff and how's it all going?
Yes, I've been writing.
We'll do that again.
Yeah.
Yes,
I've been writing and releasing new stuff. In fact, I've got another one coming out in a couple of weeks' time. It's an acoustic version of something that I released earlier in last year.
And how is that? Because, I mean, do you guys get together on a weekly basis?
Twice a week.
These
boys are committed. They work hard.
He works you hard, doesn't he, eh? Hey?
I gave him December off, well, sort of.
Well, I mean, you're all heart, Scrooge. Yeah. Sitting on your high stool with one lump of coal. Honestly. With your quill.
We're a hard-working band.
You are a hard-working band. No one ever said you weren't, actually. Ooh. Fast Thieves, known for it. Known for it. Fergus, you can turn your amp up a little if you want. Yeah. I reckon we're so high tech here. It's ridiculous. And anyone who knows
still need to sort the lift out.
Yeah, nice. The lift is a bit rubbish. But the live lounge, you know, quite frankly, is looking pretty good.
Tea making facility.
What do you think?
Bit.
Mm. Yeah, but that's because you just drink cocktails. Well, I mean, we knew didn't even lay on any tea for you because we just knew you're going to drink the green room dry, and that's what you did. Tell us about the gig that you've got coming up. It's at the Rossi Bar.
Yeah, March 14th. We're on the bill with On Heat. Yep. It's a free gig as well, so we're on at 8:45. When I can get my phone out of my pocket later, I'll tell you who else is on there.
Well, all I know is On Heat, because I knew that already, and then I saw this thing saying five bands.
Yeah, it's five bands. Busy night.
So Bootsy and the Fast Thieves, On Heat, and three other bands?
Yeah, and it's free. And it's free, yeah.
That is awesome. Rossi Bar.
It's all about the rock and roll.
Tell folks where the Rossi Bar is.
It's just along from Hope and Ruin, so it's just down from the train station, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's that street called? I can't remember now.
Queens Road, is it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's Queens Road, yeah.
So 14th of March, and how long is your set going to be if there's five up?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
It's a commando raid, kicking the doors, throw around the smoke grenades, run for the van.
How does it work kit-wise? I mean, who's providing the drums?
I hope the venue is.
Oh, okay. I see what you're wishing for now. But they don't always. I mean, I know the Brunswick haven't got their own.
I don't provide drums for my gig.
You don't provide drums?
No.
They often say the headline should provide the drums.
Yeah, normally,
That's all good. So is On Heat the headline?
I think they are, yeah. It's their gig. It's Filthy Pedro, isn't it?
Filthy McPedro.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to mess with Filthy.
Mm.
Come on, Baz, you wouldn't either, right?
Or Dirty Sanchez.
I beg your pardon? What?
The TV show.
Dirty Sanchez. That takes me back.
Baz, could you talk me through your latest tattoo? What's your newest one?
My latest one? Yeah. Well, it's probably an addition to what I have on my head.
Oh, yeah.
I have a peacock feather.
I know, I love that.
And it took eight sittings.
Eight sittings?
No, thank
you. Two continents. And hurt mightily. And I have a fetish for peacock feathers. I have more on me.
Oh, yeah.
And that one was drawn by my mum.
Bless her.
And, yes, I got this one done on my head when I was living in the States. And I thought, well, that's done.
Yeah.
And then half the colour fell out.
Ah.
A week later.
So
I went for a retouch and I thought, well, that's done for good now.
Yeah.
Then I got back to England, looked in a better mirror, and I realised the bits he had missed. So I went to one place and then kept having to get it retouched until it was finally done.
Oh, man.
And
what a job. Must have cost a fortune.
It cost a pretty penny and it officially makes me hard. And I figured if I ever
stay with it,
if I ever get old enough to be put in a nursing home and I've lost all my hair, I'm going to look like the most badass guy there.
Of course you are.
You do already.
But don't forget, when you do get to that stage in life, there will be no one who isn't tattooed.
Yeah.
That is true.
Ozzy said that. If you want to be alternative, don't get tattooed.
Be the clean guy in the
room.
This
is true. Yeah. Maybe I'll be a wuss into old age as well.
I don't want to go there. Apparently, Kieran Dacey, bring it back on track. He loves the Rossi Bar. Loves the Rossi Bar.
Yeah, it is good. I must admit, I've not been there all that many times, but it's a great pub, isn't it?
It is a great pub. Listen, do you want to play something live?
Yeah, okay then.
What have you got lined up? So we know Fergus has cranked that amp up to 11. So are we going to hold on to our hats?
There's no favourite bars, people like us.
People like us. I love this. Bootsy Mahon and the Fast Thieves. Take it away, my friends.
the things that I do that drive you crazy, but it's the things that I say that make you love me. I like the days of the week you keep on changing, but by Friday I'm in bed awake for you. Ba 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 da ba ba. Ba 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 da ba ba. Saturday, and we're up until late, but I'm a lightweight, so I can get up to Sunday evening. Then I'm tied to the mast because it's Monday, and I don't know how I'll last a day. Picked off neighbours, shoving notes through the door again. Counting days till the weekend, here we go again. And I like that she never wears shoes, and she takes forever to choose at the pick and mix. That thing she does with her hair, where she makes it stand way up to there, oh yeah. Ba 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 da ba ba. Ba 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 da ba ba. People say it's the company we keep, and the places we all like to meet are the reasons they don't invite us to theirs. But to be honest, I don't really care about them. Monday morning, rain is pouring, hungover again. Counting days till the weekend, here we go again.
Perhaps we ought to make a plan, but to be honest, I ain't much of a fan of blowing a whole load of dough just to spend the day with people well you and know. Ba 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 da ba ba. Ba 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 da ba ba. It's Friday and we're at it again, and I wonder just how this will end. Am I still that one that makes you laugh? Am I still that little duck in your bath? 'Cause you say it's the things that I do that drive you crazy, but it's the things that I say that make you love me. And like the days of the week, I keep on changing, but by Friday I'm in love and with you. Ba 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 da ba ba. 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 Ba 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 da ba ba.
Yes, I can, and I'm going to apologise now on air that I don't know. There was we lost half the guitar on that track, and I could hear Fergus, but the lovely Baz, suddenly the mic came into life. That's the kind of thing with these mics. You got to watch them. I don't understand it. And then it went bang and we were back in. So we can only apologise. We can imagine. It looked beautiful. It was one of those tracks that looked really beautiful.
It's all about the aesthetics.
So, you know, let's leave this thing alone, because I've noticed the technicians have left.
Yeah,
what happened to those guys? What did you say to them? So they've gone. We've only got the producers left behind, and they won't know nothing. So it's just us lot left in here in the studio. But that's okay. It's kind of cozy, right? We got Baz and Fergus from Fast Thieves. Who's missing?
Sarah and Chris.
Oh, yes. So Sarah and Chris, and what are they? So one's drums.
Well, Fergus is drums at the moment, actually.
Fergus,
so
what's
Sarah's.
The matter with you? How come this guy's so talented?
I know. I hate him. I really do.
It's a good job he's impeded by his looks.
Yeah, I know. Thankfully, he's been clobbered with the ugly stick.
I don't want to point that out, but man, he's a bit of a. Yeah.
We know. We've been having words behind his back.
Yeah, well,
if I could get another guitarist, I'd fire him, honestly. He's too good. He's too good looking for the band.
You don't want a guitarist showing you up this badly, Bruce.
No.
Seriously. I mean, he could be on Bridgerton.
I would.
I don't even know what that means.
So I met the horse from Bridgerton.
Will you stop that with your name dropping?
That is a true story.
Did you get that? Name dropping.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, baby! We need the drums, man.
Weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Okay, listen, tell me, is this thing on? Tell me, talk me through the meeting of the Bridgerton horse. What do you mean, the horse? There's hundreds of horses in that
I'm
thing.
I'm originally from...
You are not.
I'm originally from Windsor.
What?
And he's posh.
Isn't he? You kept that quiet.
I tell you, and I was out walking on the long walk.
Yes.
Dip by the castle.
Right.
And a horse and chariot came down, which is fairly normal.
Yeah.
And someone said to me, this is the horse from Bridgerton. His name is Joe or something.
Yeah.
And I
love the fact that it's the horse from Bridgerton.
Joe the horse.
Apparently Joe's been given it large.
Sounds like a gangster
Windsor.
Name, doesn't it? Joe the horse.
Yeah,
so
I'm not going to mess
Bridgerton
with Joe.
That one time.
You know what?
I don't want to mess with Joe the horse.
I don't want to talk ill of people, but he had a real attitude problem.
Well, Joe did.
Yeah.
Well, the horse or the rider?
No, the horse. Oh, like, okay. He was, I don't know.
Do you get horse therapy?
You can whisper.
I won't say what I whispered in his ear.
Well, no.
I wasn't impressed.
No wonder he gave you the long, the long face.
Why the long face?
Exactly.
People get a bit of fame and it goes to their head.
Do they?
Terrible, yeah. Well, look at me. I'm wearing sunglasses and a bowler hat.
Yeah, well, I bet he left with his tail between his legs. I bet. This is ours.
This is Saturday
here.
Night TV in
this
the 70s.
It's ridiculously good. It's a good job we're not going out live. What?
Yeah.
Anyone else
got
some...
You haven't got the mics turned up, have you?
No, of course not. Anyone else got some cracking lines? 07909-547-336, of course.
My mother-in-law.
Yes, go on. So, Bootsy, we're just feeding you with the material here for your show.
No, it's brilliant. Well, that's what these guys do, really.
You know, just keep it coming. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can't top Baz meeting the Bridgerton horse.
No, I really can't.
I bet you didn't even know that.
Who have I met? Damo Suzuki from Cannes. I met him. That's as close as I get.
Well, I mean, I'm blown away by that.
Yeah.
I mean, so, really?
Shook his hand as well.
Fergus, any celebs? You been near to any in the same room?
I met Bruce McMahon. That was
Not bad. Not
I met
bad.
Him once.
You want to lift home, didn't you?
He was worse than the horse, though.
Yeah, wow, what Bootsy? Does he... What he smelled like? No, the horse?
Yeah, careful.
He smelled marginally better.
So, I look good with a saddle on, though, don't I?
Hey, are you selling... we're moving on from that one. Are you selling any merch at the back of the hall in Rossi? Do you have any hard copies?
You know, I completely forgot about that, to be honest. I've got some T-shirts and I've got some CDs, if anyone's got CD players. I hadn't even thought about it.
You've got a great T-shirt. I've got one of your T-shirts.
I know, it's great.
I love it.
I must do some new T-shirts.
I saw it the other day. It's in Major. Got it.
Yeah. Actually, I'll have to dig out the merch. I'm so on it.
Completely
forgot about the merch.
Listen, we're here to remind you that you've got over a month before this gig.
Yeah, and if you do seriously want to buy some of my stuff, I am on Bandcamp.
He's on Bandcamp, folks. I mean, and we're not just talking CDs. He's got T-shirts.
Yeah.
Mugs.
Yeah. No mugs at the moment. I'm going to start doing some stickers though.
Stickers. Okay.
Take it gentle.
And will you talk me through 2026? What's the plan?
2026. So PJs and Shades have got a gig every month from March onwards.
Is it in the same place?
It's Bee's Mouth for the majority of them. We've got one in the Folklore Room and we've got one at the Brunswick. I'm not sure if we're playing it, but we're putting it on for a great band called Hyperreal.
You're putting it on where?
At the Brunswick.
The cellar in the cellar?
No, main venue.
Nice, main venue.
And I think we might be working with Not A Band, who are a really good band. They do TV themes.
Yeah.
So you get like your Only Fools and Horses and all the rest of it.
Yeah. What are they called?
They're called Not A Band.
Not A Band.
Yeah,
like
one word. And they're a full, proper band, you know.
And where are they from?
I don't know.
Are they Worthing Band?
No.
There's a Worthing Band that does that. A lead singer's called Jay. And I saw them playing live.
Not A Band UK, they're called. So they play like Airwolf.
And do they put...
Projector Screen.
I reckon it's the same band. I saw them in Worthing.
Yeah, I saw them in Worthing.
Did you?
Yeah.
I reckon that's the same band. Jay is the main guy.
Yeah, I've been working with their drummer.
Okay.
I don't know that. I don't like that. Don't know the lead guy.
So you got them?
I think so, yeah. They wanted me to help them with the Brighton Festival, so I think I'm helping them.
Great.
Hopefully.
That is very cool. By the way, Beth Sarah's messaged in.
Oh, hello, Beth Sarah.
Beth Sarah says... I quote, of course, say hi to Boots for me, ba 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 da 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 da. Tell him thanks for that.
Oh, thank you very much, Sarah.
Does that mean she nicked it?
Well, nicked is a strong word, isn't it?
Yeah. Nicked is a strong word.
Musicians don't really like to use words like nicked or stolen.
No, they don't.
You know, it's borrowed.
Borrowed, lent on.
You know.
Yes, yes.
Discovered.
Discovered, right. You know. And apparently, according to Beth, Not a Band is from Worthing. They played at Worthing Festival last year. Of course, that's the same one. Kieran Dacey says they played at the Prince Albert, I think, talking of the same.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for your input. It's always brilliant to have you out there. Please do text 07909 547336. Bootsy, what have you got lined up? What would you like us
to... I think we're going to do They.
What are you going to do?
A song called They.
They.
I released it last year as a studio version, and it's coming out as an acoustic version in about 2 weeks.
Now, listen, do not touch this mic. It's not our friend tonight.
Okay.
We will hope that we get the full force of the Baz guitar.
Well, we haven't rehearsed this today,
that's
so
fine.
Let's see if we can get
Let's get the full force of something. and it'll be full force of my fist if it doesn't work any minute, because it's really annoying. Never go near Mic 3. It's my nemesis. Folks, take it away. Boots, Mahon and Fast Thieves.
They must think we're all just corn-fed, nothing more than brain-dead, walking round like zombies each and every day. It's really not that hard, you see, to be just what you wanna be when your morals hide in the lost and found. Even now, in the very hard times, they commit their worst crimes. Are nothing wrong, they say, keep calm and carry on. It's sickening to see what they think of you and me. Your yesterday's bad news, they're peeing on our change. Come out behind those screens. Time to act is
see through your lies. We see through your lies. Hey! We see through your lies. We see through your lies. We see through your lies.
Just ridiculously good. What's that called again?
They.
They. I like the fact you get shoes in every track.
It's a bit of a thing. I think it's becoming a bet between me and the friend.
It's awesome. That is such a good track. That was brilliant live, and thank God the mic didn't cut on that. Guys, you
thank
are
thank God
on,
I remembered the words.
You are on fire. I just want to. I want more and more and more. Sadly, we've only got 16 minutes and three tracks to play. Baz and Fergus from Fast Thieves, two halves of... but two halves. One half.
One third.
One half.
Four fifths.
Yes, four. Thank you. Two quarters of of the band.
Third eight.
With Bootsy Mahon here. You are the best, guys. Please go and support these gorgeous people at the Rossi Bar, 14th of March. And will you let me know any other gigs you got coming up and new material, please?
Yep.
And if I haven't got that track, which I don't think I have, sling it over if you've got it.
Yeah, studio
version.
We shall.
It is
definitely.
So lovely to see you all, honestly, and really appreciate it. And, you know, for making this just all so beautiful and work like clockwork. I love you. Adios, you gorgeous people.
Thank you very much.
Radio River, you know where to go. Head on down to the Pete Jones Show.